Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for your word. A hard word, because it reminds us how those things we hold on to so tightly in life need to be handled much more loosely in life. We pray, O Lord, that you will give us wisdom, that you will give us courage through what we've just heard to do it, to believe and know that it is indeed the truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yesterday, besides being my 55th birthday, I know, I'm getting up there. It was also the 28th anniversary of my father's death. I mentioned that because he died early. He was 64. And I bring him up today, and believe me, I love my dad very much. I bring him up because he was one who in life had been given wonderful second chances. But he had a hard time accepting them, believing in them. I was in college when I came home one of the years for Christmas break. And my dad and my mom sat my brother and I down. And Dad finally told my brother and I that our mom was not his first wife. He had been married before, and Mom knew this. But his first wife, who his parents did not want him to marry, had affairs while he was working at the shipyards in Newport News. And I think Dad always struggled with this. He always saw this as a big failure in his life. He recognized, in some sense, that he had been given a chance and he'd made the most of it when he married my mom, whom he stayed married to until his death. And he had two good sons. But he always had, I think, in the back of his mind, this big failure. And I want you to hear that as we listen to the story from Jeremiah. Jeremiah has been told by God, go down to the potter's house. I want you to just watch the potter at work. And the potter is making his vessel at the wheel and turning it. You know how they do it. They push it and they pull it up. Well, something happened and the clay was spoiled. But rather than throw the clay out, the potter made something else with it. We are the clay. We are the ones who rise and triumph and fall in favor and rise and fall and rise and fall and rise and fall. It happens to all of us. It is the way of life. And we are human. And there are times in the falling when it's no picnic, or as I said in the title, it's not a trip to the spa. It's hard. It hurts. It's hard work to allow ourselves to be reworked, to think about being reworked. To be that ball that's pushed down and drawn up and pushed and pulled and pushed and pulled every which way. To be molded into some useful utensil or some work of art. To be molded into a disciple of Christ. Yet, it is essential in our process of becoming. I read verse 12 because there we heard, let me say it again, but they say it's no use. We will follow our own plans and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of our evil will. I want you to hear that a little different way. Todd Weir, who writes the biblical commentary entitled Blooming Cactus, writes concerning this chapter and this statement. This statement aptly sums the predicament. The first human problem is hopelessness. It's no use, people say. Change isn't possible for me. I've already been to therapy, but it didn't help. I tried every diet, and it didn't work. The problems of the world are so big. What can I do? Other people may be able to change, but not me. I'm a special case. I can screw anything up. And we find that in humanity. We find it in the national mood. It's so negative right now that we are skeptical of hopeful people. You see, individually and collectively, we have a hard time giving people second chances. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because we feel like we haven't been given second chances. But it seems to be one strike and you're out. And today we are reminded, though, that we worship a God who gives second chances. Thanks be to God for that. You know, last week I talked about how God can change God's mind. That God is touched in a subjective way by our individual and collective predicaments in life. And while in many ways God is saying the same thing to Jeremiah today, what I want you to hear is that we, each one of us, is given a second chance, but more importantly, we have to believe in it. We have to be grateful for them. It's easy to be like Dad, who often believed he was a failure, and yeah, this man was well respected in life. He was a good father, and he was popular. But he could never get that sense of failure out of his mind. It's not a trip to the spa, but you know what it is? But you know, it is what it is. That's what I want to say. And we get chance after chance in God's eyes. And what we need to do is give ourselves the belief that we can be changed. That we can be more the people that God wants us to be. We can never give up on that idea. When we think we can't, then we stop trying. When we need to remember the potter working that ball of clay, God's not done with this yet. And so we should not give up on ourselves. The psalmist reminds us that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. Again, Weir writes, let me repeat. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. This is where hope begins. If you know that, then you know that a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. If you trust that God created you in your innermost being and knit you together in your mother's womb, then you know that you are made of the right stuff. And you can set your path toward an abundant life. And I think for many, including my dad, he could not believe that he was made of the right stuff. And it haunted him his whole life. And I would say it was a big reason he died at the age of 64. As we end the more gentle, relaxed time of summer, as we put away all of our white clothes, little fashion suggestion there, and as we enter or re-enter the busyness of the fall, remember, you're not perfect. And that's okay. You know, when I counsel couples for weddings, my last time we were sitting, we go through the service, and then I look at both of them and I say, now, I want you to know right now, something is not going to go the way you planned it. And I want you to tell yourself then that when that something happens, and it may be more than one thing, you can say, I expected that. It's okay. We're not perfect, but it's okay because we believe in a God of second chances. And that allows us, it gives us the freedom to be more forgiving and more loving of not only others, but of ourselves too. Sometimes it will not be a trip to the spa, but then we can look forward to those times when it will be. That's the message of this table. Knowing that the disciples were going to leave him in just a matter of hours, they're going to be gone. Jesus still fed them. He still loved them. He wanted them to believe in themselves because he believed in them. And he was giving them a second chance. You don't understand it now, he said, but you will. Believe in yourselves. Thanks be to God who gives us the courage to do just that.